Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 6:32. And 35 seconds to go right along with it on a Monday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg, they on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for a 3.5 hour Monday schmooze right up until Sal Licata at 10 on your fan, New York City.
Tragic news coming in from California. A source confirming that NBA legend Kobe Bryant has died in a helicopter crash in Southern California.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please rise. The New York Knicks join the NBA family in mourning the devastating loss of beloved NBA and global icon Kobe Bryant. Please join us in a moment of silence in honor of number 24, Kobe Bryant.
Los Angeles, America, and the whole wide world lost a hero. And we're literally standing here heartbroken in the house that Kobe Bryant built.
This was a man for all seasons. He was more than an iconic basketball player. He was someone who inspired millions of fans all over the world.
With the 13th pick in the 1996 NBA draft, the Charlotte Hornets select Kobe Bryant.
To be drafted and then traded to this organization and to spend 20 years here, I mean, you can't write something better than this.
There's probably nobody that has changed my life as much as Kobe Bryant. And, you know, I was hoping to see him, you know, see him do so many great things.
Had an opportunity to watch a young man's career for 20 years, to watch him blossom season after season, to rise to the top, to be able to take the torch and really carry our lead.
And an 81-point game.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have witnessed the second greatest scoring performance in NBA history.
He's got it. Kobe Bryant has now scored more points than any other player at Madison Square Garden with 61.
It's not about my jerseys that are hanging up there for me. You know, it's about the jerseys that were hanging up there before. Magic, Cap, Shaq pushing me every day. Baylor, Chamberlain, Goodrich, West, Worthy, goes on and on.
And the Lakers are going to win on Kobe's last night. He's going to score 60. And I don't believe what I just saw.
The basketball gene, I've completely and fully passed off to Gianna. She's got it. That's all her now.
And the Oscar goes to Dear Basketball, Glenn Key and Kobe!
My wife, Vanessa, our daughters, Natalia, Gianna, and Bianca, ti amo con tutto il mio cuore. You are my inspiration.
As you may have heard only a few moments ago from Mike, just in case you haven't heard, tomorrow night's game has been canceled between the Lakers and the Clippers, and the word from both teams is that nobody is ready to play any basketball. The last time an NBA game was canceled, 2013, after the Boston Marathon bombings, and before that, you have to go back to the Kennedy assassination, and as we know, Pete Rozelle's number one regret. He, of course, the NFL commissioner when Kennedy was assassinated. His regret was having the games go on that weekend after Kennedy was assassinated. So how do you really speak of the unspeakable? Well, before teams last night had their moment of silence, you probably had your own moment of silence. Unless you can find the words for disbelief, shock, sorrow, tragedy, and loss. And loss of 9 people, with prayers and condolences going out to the families of all 9. You didn't have to be a fan of him or his team to know, more so now, the kind of impact he had on his community, his teammates, the NBA in general, and young men and women around the world where round ball is played. He inspired millions to pick up a basketball and be the best of what you can be. But the greater message was, no matter what it might be for anybody to achieve a goal, it's that hard work and determination and commitment to winning, to achieving, is what defined him, what can define you, whether it's basketball or basket weaving. You think of the helicopter, and whether it was mechanical or the foggy weather, and maybe it was a combination of the two, for years he took the helicopter to games to avoid the Southern California traffic, as legendary as New York traffic, with Southern California and New York basically the only two places in this country where distance is measured more in minutes than miles. You wonder, with the foggy day it was, if taking the car on a less than heavy traffic Sunday would have been the way to go, but of course that's a second guess when you think about how such a tragedy could have been avoided. And today, reports the New York Times, the pilot was given special approval to take off. So many of the LA County's helicopters were grounded until later in the afternoon when the fog would clear, but no. Reports today, the New York Times, the pilot given special approval to take off, when maybe being a celebrity shouldn't be so celebrated. And he was far from perfect. Issues with teammates and coaches, and that night in Colorado, will stain his reputation, his character, for as long as people remember Kobe Bryant. There wasn't then Me Too. Then, only me, myself, and I am Kobe, and you're not. Suddenly, he and his daughter and 7 others were gone, reminding us how vulnerable we are, how fragile life is. If career is all the baskets he made and the points he scored and championships and awards he won, it all comes in second to the legacy he left. Your career is what can be accomplished. Legacy is what it means. He seemed, as he got older, he seemed to have figured it out. He was sharing his knowledge, sharing his expertise and experience with anybody with 2 ears, especially other NBA players and kids, young people, all those impressionable kids who wanted to be like him, including his 13-year-old daughter on board the helicopter with him. The all-star husband he turned out to be, the all-star father to his 4 kids, the all-star person as he grew older and more mature. And you might remember where you were when you heard the news, much like the sudden loss of Thurman Munson or even Elvis or John Lennon back in 1980 watching Monday Night Football, and if old enough, Rocky Marciano. And we all know the history, the story with Buddy Holly and Ritchie Valens, and of course the Big Bopper, rock and roll pioneers who helped establish rock and roll for generations to come. What makes all of this so tragic and so devastating is that he lost his life as a so much better person than he was. And that was something he realized, and we realized as well. The Garden last night, Madison Square Garden in New York City with the Knickerbockers and the Nets last night, they did it right. If they were going to play at all, they did it right. The Garden bathed in purple and gold, the 24-second violations, the 8-second backcourt violations, and because grieving and mourning is so personal and private, there is no right or wrong to how you do it. Kyrie Irving, close to Kobe Bryant, chose not to play. The rest of the team, and you could tell nobody was really into it, especially you if you were watching it. But the rest of his team, the rest of Brooklyn and, of course, the New York Knickerbockers thought Kobe might have wanted the games to go on, and so they did in all the other arenas as well. So, again, there's no right, no wrong to just when you choose to move forward with the memories you have. You wanted games to go on, no harm, no foul. You didn't want the games to go on from last night? Nothing wrong with that either. Again, prayers and condolences to the families of all 9 people lost yesterday, because outside of Kobe and his daughter, the other families who lost loved ones lost stars as well. And by the way, the football coach, and you probably know by now, the football coach who worked with both Aaron Judge and Jeff McNeil, Cape Cod minor leagues, spoke with respect. Did Jeff McNeil of John Altobelli, helping Jeff be the best he could be, as he was so saying yesterday. The ultimate lesson for anybody who has your undivided attention, as Kobe Bryant did. So, come 8:05, we'll have a conversation with Frank Isola and get his take on remembering Kobe Bryant. And come 9:05, a little after 9 o'clock, Kevin Harlan. Kevin Harlan with TNT and Westwood One. We will spend a few moments with him as well. And as you know, once again, tomorrow night's game that Kevin Harlan was going to do is not going to happen. Again, a word from both teams, the Clippers and the Lakers, and the game, as you know, scheduled to be at the Staples Center, will not be played simply because both players, both teams, and the players on both do not want to play, don't feel like playing. So there will be no game tomorrow night between the Lakers and the Clippers at the Staples Center in Hollywood. All right, we'll take a break and get a piece of business out of the way, and then we'll get your take on what has been horrible and tragic and sad and more than that.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.